Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. This week's movie is TSB Skis. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie. That'll be in a few weeks. Also join the Discord. That's where we get a lot of our suggestions nowadays. Get in there. We're bullshitting about WBC. We're bullshitting about the tournament. Gonzaga lost to or beat UCLA earlier this week. I don't know why I just mentioned that, because we're totally recording this on a Sunday. This week's movie, like I said, it is Ski's movie. It is called Golden Arm. It is on HBO. It was released in 2021. It has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
100%?
100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has been, I believe it was reviewed by 8 people that were taken into account for the Rotten Tomatoes review, but 100%. It has a 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb. So, you know, whatever. There is no Metacritic for this because it is a indie movie and it came out in 21. The movie stars Mary Holland, who plays Melanie, Betsy Sidaro, who plays Danny, Olivia Stambulia, who plays Brenda, Eugene Cordero plays Greg, Dot Marie Jones plays Big Sexy, Ron Funches plays Carl, Don Luby plays Tessie, Kate Flannery from The Office plays Randy, Ahmed Barucha plays Jerry. A bunch of these people in this movie are from the comedy scene from Los Angeles. So they're on a bunch of comedy podcasts I listen to. Yeah, they're on a bunch of UCB shows and podcasts and stuff like that. So
it's a lot of people that you don't know their name, but you're like, I've seen you in a bit role before.
Or on a commercial or something.
I've seen you somewhere for about, you know, a good almost everyone. And you're like, I've seen you.
Mary Holland, if you've seen the most recent History of the World show, Mary Holland plays Typhoid Mary in one of those skits. So History of the World, the new show on Hulu. If you've seen that sketch, that is Mary Holland. She is the star of this movie, basically. This movie was written by Anne Marie Allison and Jenna Millie, who also wrote a movie called Love Under the Olive Tree, and that's it. They have not done anything else. It was directed by Maureen Barucha, who had only ever really directed random TV episodes of random shows. This is very much an independent movie where these two people wrote it. Apparently, it was like a 10-year process to get the script that they wrote made. And then they eventually just went the indie route and found a director who hadn't really done movies and got enough budget to get it done. Apparently, the budget was $1 million and got the movie made.
How can it take you 10 years to write this movie?
Yeah, I guess the script, because it was their first script, probably wasn't very good. I saw that they, you know, got a lot of notes along the way from people about and rewrote it a bunch, and it ended up being what it is now. So I guess I did read a little bit about this. So it started as an actual event that Anne Marie Allison, one of the writers, would actually put on in her hometown of Virginia. So they called it the DC Lady Arm Wrestlers. And it was like an event where they would have normal people. They would like put on a wrestling show. So they dress up, act as characters and stuff, and then raise money for charity. So like the most they ever got at the event was like 1,000 people or something like that, which is pretty good for a fucking like female arm wrestling charity thing. Like that's a fair amount of people. But yeah, it took the movie. So they wrote the script based on that. And then it turned into I guess one of them was like a journalist. So she started writing a story about it and couldn't figure out how to do that. And so they're like, why don't we just write a script? And so they did that. And it eventually 10 years later turned into this movie. So Ski, you being the arm wrestling person, you found it somehow. So did you literally just scour the internet for more arm wrestling movies?
No, I was just cruising HBO Max, just, you know, seeing what movies I could potentially, you know, pick later. And I was like, Golden Arm. I clicked on it. I was like, all right, because there's only two arm wrestling movies out there. One was made 30 plus years ago. So,
and you know what? We've watched both of them now. Yep. So, well, two of us have watched both of them now. Because as he said on Thursday, King did not watch this movie, but he's here for comic relief, right?
I can't even find a fake synopsis of this movie. There is nothing.
I will give you yeah, what I think the synopsis is. So
you go ahead. Yep.
It's kind of, well, let me preface this with saying, if you didn't tell me this was like, you know, took 10 years to write and like they had, you know, they were following this real thing around, I would say this movie was intended to be a Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig vehicle. It seemed like it was built. The two main characters were built with those two in mind.
But they didn't get the budget for them?
But they didn't get the budget for them. You had the very boisterous, you know, friend and the very meek person that becomes the arm wrestler chick. So that's the story, King. A meek, recently divorced bakery owner chick. Her bakery's going under. Her kind of wild card truck driver friend. So they did definitely took the over the top aspect of being a truck driver involved in this.
Yes, they did.
Way too wordy, dude. It is a tough lady trucker trains her wimpy best friend to compete in an arm wrestling championship.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Arm wrestling championship is a very loose definition of what they were competing at also.
The event they went to, like, I write down like little notes to myself just so I don't forget what I want to talk about. And like, I remember writing down for that. I was like, oh, so they went to some sort of regional qualifying event or something like that. Cause the over the top, you'll remember the event was in like Vegas.
It was Vegas.
You win $1 million or something and a truck. For winning the whole thing. And in this one, they went to like some random, it looked like
it was taking place in a Marriott.
It looked like a
Marriott conference room.
Yes. Yes. They cleared out the tables in the conference room and set up an arm wrestling tournament in front of dozens, like two dozen people probably. So the actual big final, and then you learn that it's actually the big final event and everything is happening there. That's where the whole tournament takes place. And so it's like, is that realistic? Probably, but it wasn't as big as you would think the final event would be if it's a movie.
Well, the other thing, you could also just show up for a chance to win 15 grand.
15 grand. I was going to say, that's where you win 15 grand. Like, like, where's the rest of the money? Did everything go to the actual, like the purse for this thing?
That's what I said. It threw me off. It's like, oh, there's no qualifying. It just, you show up, you put on a costume and you're fucking pulling out there for 15 grand.
There was some, I'll say like the arm wrestling in this, you could tell there was like one sequence where you could tell actual arm wrestling was happening. Like actual arm wrestling was being taught, because when she was sort of like, because the part of the plot, King, is they used to, like when they were in college together, they would dress up all emo and then they would arm wrestle to determine like what food they got that night or like what they ended up doing that night. And the main character would always win, even though she was like clearly the smaller person, but she'd win all the time. So that's why she ends up being the person, the ringer that they go to end up winning the whole thing or whatever. And so like when she comes back, she needs to relearn how to arm wrestle. And so the person they get is the Dot Marie Jones person who plays Big Sexy. Like they go to her in the bar and she's like friends with the truck driver chick and she reteaches her how. But like that sequence where it's like the training montage or whatever, where she's actually teaching her how to arm wrestle, that's legitimate arm wrestling.
Well,
did you look up who the person is?
Dot Marie's like an 18-time world champion arm wrestler. Yes. And like I think she was in the Olympic qualifying for shot put.
She was a shot putter in college and set records for shot putting apparently. But yeah, it was a 15-time world arm wrestling champion. And also, by the way, She was an Emmy. She got an Emmy nomination for being for an outstanding guest actress in Glee. So she like for three seasons of Glee, she got nominated for an Emmy. Like her story is legitimately fascinating, like more fascinating than this movie. But so there's this whole montage of her training her how to arm wrestle. And it's like, so if you go over the top here, it only takes this certain amount of pressure to break your femur or whatever. It's not a femur, but whatever the bone in the arm is. And then that paid off later in the movie when she actually had her arm broken.
So. Where people definitely, just so you know, people were going over the top some in this movie.
Yep, yep.
There was some over the top taking place.
Yes, there was. Who does Big Sexy look like to you, Ski? She looks like a very specific person to me. It's somebody who has been in a movie who we've watched already for the spot.
It's like a big part, like a giant person.
Yeah. So like it's the star of one of the movies we've watched already.
What?
Yeah.
And we watch a lot of movies, I don't know.
She looks exactly like Rutger Hauer. Like I literally saw her and I was like, are they doing something here? Like, do they get Rutger Hauer to play this arm wrestling champion female Big Sexy?
So is she gonna be in Homo with a Shotgun too?
Yeah.
Speaking of looks like Ski, if you put a headband on, you look like Jaime Hawkins.
Jamie, I should go find a headband.
Jamie Jakes.
Your Pac-12 player of the year, Jamie Jakes.
Yep. Yeah.
Are you saying my mustache looks of a certain kind of ethnicity thing? Is that what you're implying?
No, I'm just saying it looks good. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's annoying. I don't know. Too. I don't know how you have your fucking mustache with your beard combo going. Mustaches are so annoying.
They get annoying. I've done mustache a few times. I enjoyed it while I had it, but then you reach a point where you're just like, yeah, nah. Just
don't want to shave every day with a razor.
No, but you're also with how kind of good and full your beard is going right now. You can't. Your mustache has to match that. It looks weird if you go like trim it light. You almost look. Oh, you look more Amish, yeah. if you try to cut that down. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, but it's springtime, so I gotta get rid of this beard.
Man, that's a decision you've had it for a long time.
It's no longer wintertime. It's got to go.
You've had it for a long time, my guy.
I mean, I'll still have like stubble, but
yeah, but are you gonna cut the lettuce too then, or what?
I will. July, I will cut the lettuce.
It's a big decision.
I got a wedding to go to and some red carpet photos, so
you should try to monetize this somehow. We'll do a live stream.
I thought giving my hair to a cancer foundation was good enough, but you want me to monetize it. Yes, Jesus Christ, man.
Yes, I do.
What's the big podcast advert, like Dollar Shave Club or
there you go.
Yeah.
You telling me kids with cancer don't have enough money coming their way? Come on, man.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
That's St. Jude's, am I right? God, they're just lining their pockets.
Jeez, got a whole
organization of money backing them. Come on, man. We're just a small operation here.
One of these will hit sometime, somehow. Yeah. If we keep pumping out these adverts, if someone's going to miraculously hit. It all takes one. It just takes one.
Half of our listeners could sponsor this podcast. Half of our listeners, I know several of them listening right now who are business owners.
And we have a lot of small business owners that listen. So
we do. I'm just saying. You could cover the cost to post this online, and that would be enough for us. It's like $20 a month. I'm just saying. All right. Let's see. Ski, you want to talk about your movie some more?
I mean, I had hopes for it. Like the first third of this movie, quarter of this movie,
yeah.
I was like, all right, I was with it.
Yeah, I'll say I didn't hate this movie.
It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I thought the actual, like, when they got to the championship tournament, it kind of, it lost me a little bit. Other than her, like, breaking her arm and their reaction to looking at her arm was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a funny scene. There were a couple standout scenes in this movie, but the rest of it was very much just like, meh. So, like, for some reason, Ron Funches' character really is into like Betsy Sidaro's character, Danny. Like, I don't get it, but you know, it is what it is, whatever.
They teach their own, right?
Yeah, for sure. But their interaction where they're essentially dry humping outside of the hotel room and then they start to bone on top of her was pretty funny. That sequence was funny. You said it, the sequence where she broke her arm and they kept like dry heaving, looking at the arm over and over. Like they'd be in the middle of a conversation, then remember that the arm is broken, look at it and go, that was funny. The scene where, so like an actual good, well shot scene was where Melanie and Greg have the scene, like when they're, cause Greg is a baseball umpire. Like apparently a major league umpire.
Yeah.
He's like 5'2". Like okay, whatever. But their scene where they're like go on their date and they go to the baseball diamond and she leans up against the fence and is like, it's always been a fantasy of hers to have some dude like kiss her in that scenario. That was like a cute, well shot scene, and it stood out because the rest of the movie was not cute or well shot. Like, it was really weird. Like, did you notice that too while you were watching it? That, like, that scene in particular, it's almost like they used a different camera for it. Like, the lighting was really good. Right. Like, it was really like, well.
They had that one good camera for one day.
Yeah.
It was like an outside scene. Like, all right, we need the good camera this one day.
They rented the red camera or whatever it's called for like a day, and the rest of it was just shot on film. It was really weird, man. But again, like there were some good parts of this movie that I like genuinely thought were funny and good. But the rest of it was just like you could tell it was an indie movie, and a lot of the people were fairly new at what they were doing, and so it sort of showed.
Like I said, it was early enough in the movie where they were at the bar with Meredith from The Office.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right, this is, you know, the setup was there. Then they're getting into, you know, the premise of the movie.
Yep.
I was like, all right, they're going to bounce around bars, going to train her, you know, like they did in Over the Top with the kid. And then after that, like that scene was good. Then after that, it just, they could have done more with the strip club for some funny things.
Yes. They could have done more with the strip club. They could have done more. So I know they did a lot with Dot Marie Jones or whatever, like Big Sexy's character, but they could have done more in the actual bar that she owned, apparently. I think that would, like, a couple missed opportunities in what
there's some more funny out there
actually
that they left on the
actually
table.
Been funny. Yeah, they did sort of, and it sort of makes sense, like where the writers were coming from. They did sort of lean into the, you know, like Melanie becoming more assertive and like controlling her life more and stuff, which, you know, there were some good parts of that too. I thought like Mary Holland did pretty well, which she had sort of like her freak out moment. And she sort of like they were sitting outside the hotel room and she started crying or whatever and realizing that she had wasted her life with this shitty husband.
They missed some more opportunities with that guy.
That guy needed more screen time.
Didn't
man.
Know who the fuck that guy was. Never seen him before in my life. But that guy stole the show for his like 45 seconds he was on screen.
And then the after credit scene where he does like the glasses trick where he's like, he puts the glasses on his forehead. Check this out. Glasses drop on his nose. That dude is funny. But again, like he was in like one scene. Yeah.
I don't know. I just could never get over. I just picked, just assuming it was supposed to be Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like, I know who these two people are. Like, I've seen Betsy Sidaro and Mary Holland on things. Like, I know who they are. I enjoy them in general. But if you're comparing them against those two, then there's no contest.
There's a reason why this movie costs $1 million.
Yeah. There, I couldn't find out how much they actually made. I would assume not. I think it was. So that was part of the release of this movie. It was supposed to come out in 2020, but the pandemic happened. And so it was supposed to come out at South by Southwest, which probably would have done very good things for it. But they had to push it back and they ended up releasing it in 21, which obviously nobody's going to theaters at that point, really. Anyway, they released it to select theaters, but, you know, like, nobody's going to theaters. That's in 2021. So,
and no one's seen this movie for like the early movies coming out after pandemic. This isn't the exactly. movie for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you had to look for it and ended up finding it randomly on HBO. So I don't know.
This movie was definitely lacking Van Hagar as well. There was no Van Hagar in this movie. Very disappointing.
Not enough mullets in this movie, for being honest. Ugh. Yeah.
Watching Big Sexy's mullet's pretty good.
It is. But if we're talking about like creating wrestling type characters for arm wrestling, you got to have more mullets, man. And they got to be dyed and they got to be sparkling and shit. Need me some mullets.
Yeah, I think they missed a chance with how, like, I never watched, but I like how popular that TV show Glow was, like, of the female wrestlers. I think they could have taken it, like, with that level of, like, the pageantry of what they were shooting here. It was, like I said, it was dark as shit. It was shot in the conference room in a Marriott.
But that show was a trip, man. Glow blew up and then dropped off the face of the earth. Like, everybody watched Glow and talked about it. And then the next season came out and literally nobody watched it anymore. It was so weird.
I mean, it was, you know, Mark Maron, curmudgeon Mark Maron. He's good for a season or two.
Yep. Allison
Brie. I'm pretty sure you see Allison Brie's tits in the very, like, first part of that series. And then, it gets a little boring after
that. So you're saying you got that out of the way so you don't need to watch the show anymore?
They unloaded their clip too early on that show.
There was this, I forgot about this scene. There was a scene in this movie where they had the balls out versus labia out scene.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah.
That actress, the doctor, like the gynecologist, whatever she was, seen her in
Aparna Nancharla is her name. Yeah. She's a stand up.
A bunch of things. Yeah, I've seen her a bunch of things too, but just another one of just like, I've seen you, I don't know your name. You're not really starring in anything, but I know you.
Really random Los Angeles comedian people.
That's where I know her from.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Apple TV show that a select few watch, but they really like it.
Gotta have Apple TV.
Yeah, very typical
MLS,
Apple TV show.
MLS and Mythic Quest. That's all you got.
And what's it called? Just came out.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. New season, like, just dropped out of nowhere. They dropped it early or something, didn't they?
I don't know.
Like a week early. It's kind of
week early.
Like, no, not even like 3 days early. It was kind of a stupid thing. Well, it came out on a Friday night, not Sunday night. Oh, new release. Okay, yeah. Well, that wasn't strategic.
Like a day you should have dropped it anyways.
have we talked about this of these streaming services that are using these weekly shows as opposed to dropping them all at once?
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
If it's streaming, I want it all at once. Or like Amazon does it for some shows where, you know, if it's 12 episodes, they'll release 3 at a time. Like, I'm fine with, give me 3 at a time.
I don't know, man.
3 months to watch this.
You know,
disagree.
I used to be on that boat with you, but like recently the more they come out like weekly, the more I'm into it. And it's actually like an appointment TV thing for me. Like back in the day, like The Last of Us is a really good example of that.
I'll hedge my comment then. Comedies should be released all at once. Action or serious things like that. All right. You know, if build up the suspense comedy, there's no suspense in these comedy shows. Just get them all out there.
And, you know, I guess there's something to the point that, you know, if they release them all, you don't have to watch them all right away. You can watch them weekly if you want to.
Yeah, you can watch them weekly if you want.
No, see, Game of Thrones taught streamers that weekly releases are actually better than binging.
Yeah.
Because you can only throw out, even if you're like a maximum influencer person, you can only throw out so many tweets or Instagram reels or TikToks about how great episodes 1 through 6 were. Where if it's just one, I mean, you're still getting the same.
I mean,
you're still getting the same amount of, you know, push.
I mean, if you just looked at your feed from when Last of Us nights were on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of, it kind of took over.
I mean,
yep.
I don't think every show by any stretch needs to be once a week, but some of the big ones, they know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, monetarily, it makes sense, I guess. More people, if you get more
I'm not a huge binge watcher anyway. Like, after like 2 hours, I'm like, give me the fuck out of here. Like, I can't. Well,
that's well, the thing. I'm that's not the watching thing
another episode of Yellowstone. I've watched two.
Well, I'll triple hedge what I said then. Again, half 25 to 30 minute episode shows, they should all come out at once. But like you said, yeah, like hour plus, you know, hour 20 minute shows, that works more for weekly. But yeah, the little 30 yes. minute shows, I wait a whole week to watch 25 minutes. It's like, come on.
I think Marvel does like they'll release two or three right off the bat, and then they'll go weekly after that. Like, I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea. So, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, by the way, we have like a minute left, so let's go ahead and grade this thing. We've barely talked.
Is it out of 5 this week?
Yeah, let's go out of 5. Ski, you start because it's your
five.
Movie.
5. I really liked it.
What did you say?
Five. I really liked it.
Five out of five. King's only five out of five.
I would watch it again for the first time.
It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, 100% in King's heart.
Yeah.
Let's see it. So if over the top's a 5, this movie, I'll give this movie a 2.75.
2.75.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. There was some funny things in it. That's where I'll go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was not terrible. It was absolutely 100% an indie movie, and you could tell, and that's fine. There's a place for that. I'll give it a 2.5. Yeah, it's fine. I probably wouldn't watch it again. I don't see why I would.
No.
But it was fine. Yeah, you like watch it. Why not? Like if you're bored and you like arm wrestling movies, watch it. I've seen worse movies. I've seen worse arm wrestling movies.
Ooh. Extremely disagree.
I disagree as well, actually. Yeah. I don't agree with
see,
that.
That's the only reason why I wish you watched this movie, King, just so you could have compared it to Over the Top and what it would have been in the order.
Me too. Oh, man.
I know. You missed out.